Track 10, The Mardler. A roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Staff at Williams Refrigeration at King's Lynn have donated £350 to the RSPCA East Winch Wildlife Centre, the UK's largest seal sanctuary. Since opening in 1992, the centre has cared for thousands of injured, sick and orphaned animals each year. In 2024, it cared for 3,100 animals, including 1,085 hedgehogs and 150 seals. As part of Williams' work with good causes, every year its employees select a charity to support and hold fundraising events. The money was presented to Alice Puchalka, Deputy Manager RSPCA East Winch, by Williams' HR Manager Georgina Clark. "The work the RSPCA does here is truly amazing," says Georgina. "The staff at Williams love animals and wildlife, so doing something to help the RSPCA care for injured wildlife was very important." For 2025, the company's employees have chosen Macmillan Cancer Support as their charity and will also continue to support East Winch with a donation box at their headquarters, where staff will be able to donate items like towels, sheets and other bedding that are always in demand at the centre.
Full Red Rooster Festival lineup revealed. Some of the biggest names in country, blues, rock and roll and Americana from both sides of the Atlantic are heading to Euston Hall near Thetford from May the 29th to the 31st. New additions to the lineup include the Sheepdogs, Willie Carlisle, the Vagabond and the Swamp Stomp String Band, joining the likes of J.D. McPherson, Samantha Fish, Jerren Paxton and many more. Find out more at redrooster.org.uk.
Steam locomotive back on track. A steam engine, which was thought to have been scrapped in the 1970s, will make its public re-entry to service on the North Norfolk Railway at Easter. Hunslet locomotive Newstead was discovered hidden away at a Carmelite convent near Ware in 2016. After being rescued in 2017, it has undergone an 8-year overhaul. Newstead was originally built for industrial use and rolled off the production line at the Hunslet Engine Company in Leeds in 1929. The engine spent its life shunting coal wagons, first with South Kirby Featherstone and Hemsworth Collieries Limited, and then under the National Coal Board from 1947 before its withdrawal from service in 1971. The engine was saved for the first time and looked after by Malcolm Saul. After he died, rumours circulated among rail enthusiasts of the lost engine, and it was rediscovered and restored by Alex Alder. Restoring the engine has been a labour of love for the past 8 years, and I am thrilled she will be joining the running fleet at the North Norfolk Railway. It was childhood visits to the line that sparked my interest in steam and engineering, he said.